G'day, Robbie. How are you?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Yeah, I completely agree with Laurie there. And it's an interesting topic. And we used to get that with Socceroos, if you go to, you know, to soccer, about what you were talking about. You know, we used to, World Cup campaign used to go for weeks on end at times. You'd miss a lot of games with your club. And it was, you know, those games against Argentina in 93, whether it be Israel in 89, the Iran debacle in 97. Mm-hmm. They were the games I was involved in, those massive games, and with all the hype around them, and for obvious reasons, we didn't qualify either for the World Cup. But I think even if we had, it was just the emotion of those games. Yeah. When you went back to the club, it was a real struggle, and it was very well known, and it's very well known across the world of football. There are exceptions, but players after World Cup, so if you have in a World Cup year, you look at France, who won the World Cup, and all the countries that go, the players who play in World Cups invariably have a fairly ordinary season the next season.
It's hard to explain to people, isn't it, Rob, when you've been at that sort of high and then you go back, and it's no disrespect to where you're going back to, but it's been such a massive build-up that you feel flat. How did you go about trying to get yourself pumped and ready for the game? Because I remember I'd have to rely on my teammates, some of them, to be sort of up and about to bring me up to their level.
Yeah, it was pretty much the same. And I think everyone's different. And there were some players, I'm not going to say their names, but some of them were very big players. Well, I can say someone. If we go back to the last World Cup, Paul Pogba, mate, massive World Cup. France win the World Cup. He scores goals galore during that World Cup. And then Manchester United, he has an absolute disaster the next season. And it was all about him not playing, being injured. Anyway, for me, and I think, as I said, everyone's different, but you're just trying to throw yourself back into training. It really is a mental thing that you have to push yourself. But I always found it was through training that was the best way back. But even having said that, it was very, very difficult.
What about this? An old physio of mine, the great Lizzie Steet, she's just texted back, ha, 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 you really backed up. You're always injured.
Have some of that.
Thanks, Lizzie. I'm glad you're listening.
Have some of that. That's so good.
Oh, that's a classic. Maybe that's why I got divorced twice. I'm talking myself up. Anyway, someone's got... someone wants to say hello to you guys. She's about to go to her gymnastics camp. Say good morning, Indigo. Say good morning.
Good morning, Indigo. How are you, sweetie? Where's she off to, Robbie? Gymnastics.
Gymnastics.
Oh, yeah. Like it.
Oh, well. All right, out you go. Get your bag and off you go.
He means love you, darling. Have a beautiful day. That's what Daddy means.
Parenting 101.
And I won't be late to pick you up, sweetie.
She's giving me the look.
I bet she has.
I support all the kids. And Laurie, what about the news?
What news?
Indigo goes, I don't like kids. Well, that's actually very true. I've got four of them. They're all here. I must be doing something right. They won't get out.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Now, listen, Matthew had his first game of rugby league.
Oh, how did he go, mate? Did he enjoy it?
Yes. He got some tries and he was far too good at it.
Oh,
I like him.
And he's fallen in love with it, hopefully.
Hey, let's not go.
Yeah, let's come on.
Nah. Yeah. From someone who can't back up, I think that's a bit rich.
I'll tell you what, though, Rob. I reckon whatever sport he plays, if he's playing different sports, it'll only help him when he gets to that stage, when he makes a decision of what sport he wants to play.
100%. Growing up when playing in the NFL, when it was part-time. But anyway, going back to that era, when I was growing up, you played everything.
100%.
Everything. You know that I grew up with the, I don't know if you know, but I grew up playing soccer with the War Twins. They were from Canania. I lived down the road in Pinnick Point, and we played 4 years together, and we used to play backyard cricket and you would play rugby league on the nature strip.
Yeah, the more sports you could play, the better, I reckon.
Yeah. And how many afternoon weekends we spent with the Garbo as the wicket?
Take tennis ball.
In a cul-de-sac. Yeah. We all lived in cul-de-sacs.
Yeah.
It was just fantastic. So, no, I'm all for little Matthew. As I said to you a couple of weeks ago, came home, all his mates wanting to play rugby league. So I said, mate, go for it.
Have you got, I'm guessing all your selections are on the Tab app, etc. Robbie, is there a bet that's standing out for you, whether it's the A-League or the Premier League over the weekend?
No, not really. Obviously it was a big week with the Champions League quarterfinals, Chelsea through, Liverpool not through, and of course Manchester City are looking for an historic double winning the Champions League. They've already got the Premier League in the bag, so that's going to be interesting. They've got Paris Saint-Germain to get past, and of course if Chelsea win, it could be an all-English final, but Chelsea have to get over Real Madrid. That's going to be a task. And no, Jared, the Tab app, I'm chopping off the Sky at 10:30, and all those tips will be on the Tab app. Mm.
Hey, Rob, you know what I'm watching at the moment on Netflix? And I'm hooked.
Designated Survivor.
No. Sunderland? Till I die.
How good is it?
Oh, yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Mate,
it's crazy.
Unbelievable.
It's a sad story.
I know, but I'm hooked.
Yeah, it's great. It's really good.
Mad fans. And that's what they're like. It's their life.
Mm.
Incredible.
Unbelievable.
Have a great weekend, Robbie.
You guys have a great weekend. Cheers. Bye.